we're being optimists to say that we'll have one-third.
Also, that one-third available, it doesn't say if they're immediately available or delayed available.
Yeah, absolutely. Available when or how soon? Now, it even gets more difficult because what if it's a major incident where there's several operational periods? And so let's say that you need, we've got an organization of roughly 20 people in Mission Viejo races. One-third of that is what?
About seven,
six or seven. Okay. And I was trying to research this, and I came across one website this afternoon that was a ICS organization in the Midwest, and they were saying that a standard operational period could be as little as 4 hours. They recommended 4 hours. That the productivity level of the people is probably good only for 4 hours. You got to give them at least a break. Okay? Well, during the break times, you need replacements. Okay? So that, and at max, an operational period of 8 hours. So if we have the big earthquake and we're called in to operate around the clock, that really means that we need 18 people. Again, the need for help from our sister cities. Moving on to slide 16. Fact is that there's a high possibility that some of the organization volunteers won't be available. We've said that. And a high possibility that the number of requests will far exceed the pool of resources. So what in the world do we do? Moving on to slide 17. During normal routine hours, the number of unaffiliated people, when they use the term on the slide, unaffiliated, the organization that came to my mind is SORA. Okay, unaffiliated to us resources. Do we have a pool of resource pool that we call on other than SORA?
We haven't worked it out, but we have a MOU with the Mormon Stake in Mission Viejo.
That's right.
And they do their own training, but we haven't worked out how we interface with each other.
Okay. So they're a potential source of people for us and vice versa.
It's out in the community.
Yeah. As long as they're out in the community. Okay. Now, thinking in terms of these unaffiliated people, some of them could be past members. Now, I thought this was interesting, and I was trying to remember how Wayne differentiated what's on slide 17. It talks about past members or past qualified members or SUVs. Now, I think what Wayne was saying here is that past members are people previously trained the way we're currently training. The way I'm trying to help everybody get trained. Versus past qualified members were trained the way that Charlie's been doing it for years. Okay? Or the way that Al did it for a long, long time. And so forth. Now, the implication to me is, and when we saw this in the first class, was that there's very likely a turnover in management and management style and what they view as important. And so we have this pool of unaffiliated people that have been trained but have very different perspectives, possibly. Is that the way you see this? Anybody see it differently? the meaning of.
I think that undoubtedly, if something happened, there would be people in Sora who had lived someplace else, mm-hmm. and had training in this, had moved into the area, joined the club, and not gotten into any emergency response. And so there would be people. Certainly, there would be people who had some kind of training.
Mm-hmm.
That would be available.
Yeah, some kind of training, but not necessarily the way that we're currently doing it or have done it. Moving on to 18. Slide 18. So I think we'd all agree that during a real deal disaster, things are going to be quite chaotic and confusing. The drill coming up on Saturday has all the potential for a surprise situation of being quite chaotic and confusing because of the impact of this widespread, possibly the impact of this widespread power outage. And so there can be disruption in transportation, there can be disruption in communications, and so forth. The key thing on this slide is that we need to design a standard notification system in advance. The key point idea there is to design it and implement it in advance, get everybody familiar with it so that we don't have to go rummaging through all our paper to try to know what a SAL 4 is or what that means and what's expected of us. Moving on to slide number 19. Okay, 19. The purpose of the form. And the form that we're now talking about is really both the front and back of the activation mobilization checklist.
The back is the
other slide. I intentionally, now, I could have given you the actual form we normally use, but one of the things that I noted when we were being taught by Wayne was that he went through the slides and he was constantly talking about the front and the back, and it would have been awfully nice to be able to see them both at the same time. Okay, so that's why you've got two handouts that you can put side by side. But the purpose of this form is standard. It's a standardized form for all volunteers, whether they're SUVs or not, I think. Maybe not, maybe something simpler, but maybe we could figure out a way to use this in an abbreviated form for SUVs. Identify specific actions and activities. The key word here is specific actions based on standard activation levels. And obviously, the whole reason we're doing this is to identify ways that we can increase our anticipated predictability. So let's look at slide 20. Now, slide 20 is merely the front page of the activation checklist. Now, what we're going to do is to go through the various sections of the front of the activation mobilization checklist. And we'll spend most of the remaining time on this, very little time on the back side. But moving on to slide 21, lo and behold, here's the back side. So you can refer to that. See what I had to say here. Not much. So So now let's get back to the front page of the action activation mobilization checklist. And slide 22 talks about the first box. The section A deals with authority. It's important that you remember what section A, B, C, D, and E in general pertain to. So the first one is authority. Now, as an incident unfolds, the question becomes one of at what time, on what date and time were you activated? Have you yet been mobilized? If so, check it and indicate. And again, the reason for the strange format in year, month, date, and time is that these forms in a real incident are collected and go into a major database. And so you can imagine how difficult it would be to come up with a combined incident summary of who did what when if everybody used their own date formats. So I suggest we try to get into using this strange format. Now we stumble on ourselves every time on a resource net when we use this format for the date. Right, Dale? You know? Yeah. Because I know, because I create the messages, I put it in this format, and it just doesn't seem to flow during net. You know, the incident, the duration of the incident is from year, month, day, time to year, month, day, time, rather than saying Saturday from 9 to 12. Sounds better, Saturday 9 to 12. But anyway, I think we need to standardize a little bit there. So box one is activation, whether that's applicable and when. Box two, mobilization. Again, activation versus mobilization, what's the difference?
Whether you move or not.
Whether you move or not, right. Okay. Yeah, activation was, okay, we had a resource net, but you have not been given permission to go anywhere. Now, heads up for the drill on Saturday. We are not going to have everybody go to the travel net at exactly the same time. There's one individual in the class right now who probably will be mobilized last. Dale? Because why?
So close.
Because Dale has the least distance to go. And so guess who probably will be mobilized first?
George.
He's
the farthest away.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. Well, it would be me probably if I weren't going to be already there. But it'll be George be mobilized first. Okay, so and then it'll go that way. So when I do the resource net, don't be surprised if I keep you in a kind of standby mode and then bring you in that way. That's the idea. Okay, so we talked about method. How were you notified? Important to document this. What organization notified you? Probably the most important box in the A section is the callback. What if you get to a location and nobody's there? Because somehow there was misunderstanding. Okay. Critical to get the name of the guy who notifies you and his telephone number so you can get back to him.
Question. Actually, two questions. In both activation and mobilization, there's year, month, date, time, and by. And then number three is number